This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with my friend Jacques Woodcock. Jacques, you and I have been bouncing around Nashville for about the same amount of time, and I don't think we ever ran into each other until last year, a year and a half ago maybe?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about Nashville, isn't it? Everybody talks about how small of a town it is, but yet it's a small, big town, and we were able to not run into each other earlier. It's
pretty... You managed to successfully avoid me all of this time, but... You know, now that I've got my hooks in you, since I've known you, I mean, we were involved in BarCamp together this past time, and you're a leader in the PHP user group with me and Ben Ramsey and Ryan Weaver. So we crossed paths and all, and you spoke at DayCamp for me recently. So we run into each other a lot. Okay, I'm just going to launch right into the questions, as is the tradition in Voices of the Elephant. You've got a system that you've built out, and you've built it out in PHP, but you don't come from a traditional programming background. What made you choose PHP?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, my background, I'm a professionally trained designer, actually, and but I started off in web technology when it was still Wild West, and you could pretty much do anything you want as long as you're willing to get your hands dirty. So little do people know, I actually started programming in Cold Fusion, I think back in 3 or 4. Back when it was actually a extended HTML language. And then moved into ActionScript, and then into PHP and JavaScript and a little of this and a little of that. But PHP mainly, and I'm trying to think of exactly where I got into PHP, and it's kind of funny. I think what happened was I was working for an agency, and then all my resources for Cold Fusion support disappeared, but I had PHP resources around me, and I was like, well, I'll try that language. And so I started writing in it, and I was like, well, this is a awesome language, you know, because it really was more programming focused than the Cold Fusion I was doing, which was, you know, a lot of tag extensions. And then just grown to love it and started continue to doing it from there. But yeah, by no means do I consider myself an actual programmer, though.
Well, now that's true. But now your application is a content management system, correct?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's a content management system and so much more. It's an all-inclusive kit, content management system that allows. We work with nonprofits a lot, so we give them the whole kit and caboodle in one system to do everything they need, from contact relationships, donations, newsletters, new syndications, blogs, everything that you could possibly want to do with your website. We've got it worked into the system one way or another. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty robust system, and it's pretty funny that I was able to actually get it to function. But, you know,
don't sell yourself short. You know, I've seen some of your presentations. You know more than you're letting on.
I know. Yeah, that's probably true. I just want to keep it a deep, dark secret.
Yeah, because, you know, the reward for doing good work is more work. So
exactly.
Always. Well, that's very interesting. You came from the Cold Fusion background, and so you moved to a new agency, and they were PHP. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So basically, well, the new agency I moved to was primarily PHP when I got into it. About a year after I got into it, they started taking on some larger clients that was in .NET. And I've done some traditional ASP Classic. And I kind of, you know, like most people who tell you that I wanted to burn my hands and my eyes and drink my regrets away after messing with that language. And so PHP PHP compared to ASP Classic, it was like no-brainer. It's like, I'm definitely doing PHP. And then when we started moving to the .NET and you see the compiler and the more, you know, layers in between actually writing and getting something out there, I was like, well, shit, I'm just going to stay with PHP because I can actually write something and get it launched and out there using a text editor and, you know, just a regular standard web server, and you know, I could have something launch. Whereas in like .NET, there was this layers of complexity to it that I just thought was frivolous.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hey, let's pause real quick. I need to talk about our sponsor. Season 2 of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by Engine Yard, and Engine Yard has a great product for PHP developers called Orchestra. If you are looking for someplace to host your web app, this is a cloud-based hosting solution. They have auto-scaling built in, so as soon as your application that you put your life into goes viral and gets bigger than Twitter, they can scale right up for you. And as soon as the traffic drops off because it was just Slashdot.u that you got hit with or Reddit, then they scale right back down. It's a great service. If you've not played with Orchestra, I urge you to go over to EngineYard.com and check out their Orchestra product. Okay, Jack, question number two. You're now that you have confessed that, you know, you kind of backed into PHP and, hey, this is cool, you're now actually part of the leadership of the Nashville PHP user group here. And, you know, we're both in Nashville. What have you learned about the PHP community that you didn't know before you started working with the user group?
That not all programmers are trolls hiding under a basement. Well, that's probably the main thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
I have a long history of working with developers, and I tell you, I have for the first 8 years of my career worked with your stereotypical developers. You know, you're very antisocial, do it my way type of developers who really don't like to flex on requirements and stuff like that. But since I've been involved in the PHP community, some of you guys have become some of my really good friends here lately. I think I see you guys more than I see my other friends, because if people don't know about Nashville community, we're always doing something here. There, I think, is something at least once a week, if not multiple times a week, where you could see the, you know, your fellow community members.
That's true.
So you guys are very helpful, very supportive, and very sociable. So,
well, excellent. Yeah, that is not typical description of a developer, but in the PHP community, you're right. A lot of us are just, you know, out there and friendly, and it's always fun to see new people come into the group. I introduced somebody to the group in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and they were like, I had no idea that this was out there. And not only that, everybody's so friendly. So
yeah, it's I think a lot of it might come from the fact that a lot of people actually back into the language. I know that Ben was actually an English major before going into programming. And I think a lot of the people in the PHP community I've met have backed into it in some weird way as well. You know, it kind of turns out to be the language that you accomplish the stuff with, right? It's not a language for the sake of being a language.
And that's what, you know, I have told people in the past. I keep looking at other languages, and nothing against any other language, but what I don't see is enough of a reason to retool all my skills when I can get everything I need done in PHP. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, let's move on. Question three. You are part of the leadership, and it's always fun because I'm part of the leadership, but I do probably the least of any of the four of us. And so I watch you and Ben and Ryan organize this stuff. What's been the most interesting part in leading the Nashville PHP user group?
Well, I think you know my background. I over the past 3 years, 3 or 4 years, I've been making a big effort to get involved into communities and in one way or another. So I sit on the board, technically sit on the board of the Digital Nashville space, highly involved with the NTC, do the PHP user group. Was involved with the bar camp and got some other things going on as well. So the PHP use group in itself, the most interesting aspect of of it is what I find interesting is that there's four of us, right? So you've mentioned Ben, Ryan, yourself, and I. And between the four of us, none of us really have a lot of time to do anything outside of our work.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's four of us who all believe in this thing and are highly motivated, all of us have to just do enough, right? So my involvement in the group is really, I just sit back and I say, hey, guys, what are we doing next month? And I wait until somebody says an answer or I throw out a suggestion. And that's about as much as I do. As I sit back and I say, hey, what's coming up? What's coming up? What's coming up?
You are the conversation starter. I'll give you that.
Other than that, I don't like to do much. I mean, I'll buy the beer, but
you're always good for the beer. I always appreciate that.
But from there, Ben and Ryan, Ben, who's working at a really a fast-paced startup, Moontoast is screaming, and then Ryan, who's running the U.S. offices for KNP Labs, they're both super busy people. So, but they're great to step up if they don't have a suggestion for something coming up, which a lot of times they do. If at the least they at least get everything organized and make sure the whole community knows about it. And then the other interesting aspect of it is the IRC channel that we have. I unfortunately don't get to spend as much time in there as I want, but the few times that I've been in there, I've asked questions. Unfortunately, I'm one of those guys that I most of the time go in there when I have a specific question. So I'll pop in and I'll be like, hey guys, what about this? Blah, 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 blah. And then somebody will respond to me. And then afterwards, somebody will say, I'm glad somebody's actually talking, technical PHP in here. So thanks for doing that. So I think the interesting part is, between the leadership, everybody helping each other out and the IRC channel, it's a very supportive group. And I've, like I said, I've worked with other volunteer organizations and the support isn't as robust as you would imagine. It takes a lot of prodding to get anything done.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that we're actually growing. I mean, I see people joining the mailing list and the meetup every week, but the numbers at the meetings are constantly going up. And that's encouraging to me because I know some groups that are, they've plateaued and stuff like that. But, Nashville is such a vibrant tech community. I'm just glad to see that people are starting to come out and share with each other.
Yeah, I think what people are really starting to find out is that the group is supportive in that we talk about a lot of interesting things. I mean, the amount of stuff that I've learned from the PHP community over the last year of it and my involvement, it just dwarfs anything that I've done in the 8 years prior to it, right? And so I'm happy to forever stay on the leadership role of the PHP user group and buy beer and make sure this thing gets organized just to repay the debt that I owe to the community,
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for your time. Real quick, since we've been talking at the user group, what is the URL? What's the name and the URL of the user group?
It's the Nashville PHP user group, and it's nashvillephp.org.
Okay. Excellent. Jacques, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. I know, you say you really consider yourself a developer, but you're in the leadership of the PHP user group, and that is a commitment that a lot of people have yet to be able to make. So thank you for the time and the effort that you put into it, and thank you for everything you do for the PHP community.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Thanks, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.